Hello and welcome to our last Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. So today we're diving into chapters 13 and 14, Rivers in the Desert, and the inner meaning of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But first, a little admin. Here. Okay, so we are still in Mercury retrograde, and that will be retrograde till the 14th of September. And then we'll be in the post shadow for a couple more weeks. So this time can be really challenging due to communication and technology hiccups. But knowing this, you have insider information as to how to manage the energy and peek into your future. You know, I did add the Take Charge of Mercury Retrograde to Peek Into Your Future program to our masterclass website page. So be sure to listen to that and use the information in the program to support you to just flow in ease and grace through this time. Now, I also want to let everybody know that I'll be presenting a How to Use Affirmations Correctly program in a couple of weeks, so watch your email for that. And then a couple of weeks after that, in about the 1st of October, I'll be presenting the first Power of the Spoken Word class. And I'm really excited about it. I've never taught from that book of Florence's. So, I'm expecting a lot of magic to come out of that. So just watch your email so that you can register for that. let's see. Oh, and just do want to remind you to download all the meditations and the extra class, masterclass programs, all the recordings from the masterclass central webpage. Be sure to download to all your devices. That will be up for a while, but I will be taking it down eventually. So be sure to download everything to all your devices. And again, as always, a reminder to write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, whether you're actually writing in a paperback copy or you're using your own notebook with it as a guide, the printout as the guide. It will really support you to continue knowing where your energy is and if you're in the vibration of love or if you're in the vibration of fear. Just be sure to use that because it will support you to see when you're using your power. Okay, so that's all the admin info that I have. And we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Please open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll just get into our class content. Today's class covers chapters 13 and 14, Rivers in the Desert, and the inner meaning of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, Florence begins by telling us, working with God, power, man becomes unconditioned and absolute. Let us get a realization of this hidden power that we can call upon at any time. Make your contact with infinite intelligence, the God within, and all appearance of evil evaporates. For it comes from man's vain imaginings. So just what does she mean by this? I love this. I love what she's saying here. She's telling us that when we sink our energy to that divinity within, when we raise our vibration to that of love energy, We have access to our power, our superpower, if you will, of love energy. And when we vibrate in this energy, we are truly limitless. No restrictions, no restraints, and even better, no pain of the past. Because when we vibrate in love energy, we discover that we're free from the limitations of the pain of the experiences of our past. Because let's face it, we humans wallow in the pain of experiences. You know, something awful happens to us and we get treated poorly or we're a victim in some way. And we replay that experience over and over again in our mind, locking in a cycle of awful, recurring experiences. And even worse, we take this as proof, this cycle of recurring experiences that are awful, we take this as proof that we're not good enough to have what we want or even to be happy. And as a result, we live in a vibration of fear at some level every day. But when we live from the vibration of love, there is no fear because we cannot be in fear vibration and love vibration at the same time. We're in one or the other, never both. And Florence speaks of realization, which is an acceptance of truth, acceptance that love is our essence and we are one with God. For we're truly made in his likeness, his or her vibration of love. And from the realization of acceptance of being one with the divinity within, the love energy overcomes all forms of fear energy. Now, Florence tells us that fear is an illusion of this physical world because in divine mind, there's only one vibration, love. And from this frequency of love energy, there is no fear, no worry, no sickness or death, only love. No death because the spiritual essence of love is eternal. Our spiritual essence never dies. It simply separates from the human body when the body dies. She tells us, she was asked, how do you make a conscious contact with this invisible power? But she doesn't really tell us, she answers, but she doesn't really tell us the action steps of how. So let's look at the bigger picture of how. So in today's world, we struggle with the analytical or reasoning mind. Florence calls it the reasoning mind. It's trying to resolve all the issues that are challenging us, our analytical mind does, or our reasoning mind. And unfortunately for many of us, we struggle with the fight or flight anxiety of survival mode on top of all of that. And from that state of survival mode, since our focus is on surviving a predator that isn't really there, there isn't any energy left to bring our brain into coherence, into harmony. Our thinking process is out of coherence. It's out of harmony because it's trying to analyze every little thing through a lightning storm of charges going off all over our brain like a minefield. Our thoughts flitter from one problem to another, trying to find solutions, but there's no order, no organization. Our thoughts are jumbled all over the place, and focus is practically non-existent. And we can exist for days, weeks, months, and even years in this state of lack of focus, in that state of survival mode. So what do we do to make contact with infinite intelligence? Well, there's a formula of action steps that are really simple. But before we talk about these action steps, first let's look more deeply at the human way of existing. Florence tells us that we enslave ourselves with ideas of lack of love, lack of money, lack of companionship, lack of health. And we further enslave ourselves with ideas of interference and incompletion. That's interference from outside influences, things that we have no control over. And as a result, we struggle. We struggle with the inner knowing that we are love incarnate, that we're one with the divinity within, and the physical world programming of fear, of lack, and not good enough are hitting us every day. So we struggle between the two. In our heart, we feel that we know that we have this connection with the love, but we're seeing with our human eyes and we're experiencing with our body the lack, the limitation, the fear of this physical world that ends up bottoming out in not being good enough in our subconscious. And if we're not consciously choosing the energy we want to be and to live our lives from, then we're defaulting to whatever that dominant energy in our subconscious is. And that picture can be really ugly and repetitive. So Florence writes of the answer of Jesus. When two of you agree, it shall be done. And we know this from experience because this isn't your first rodeo. This isn't your first class. It's not your first book, not even your first time reading The Secret Door to Success. If we could manage shifting our energy out of fear to love on our own and sustain it, we would have already done that years ago. And all the classes and books would just be loving support. But let me be really clear on this. There's no shame in needing support or another human of like mind. Because we do want to sustain that energy, and we are hit every day with some form of negativity, whether it's through social media or TV or those commercials on TV about the dogs and the kids. They play on our heart. They make us feel bad because this world is a harsh place. And when I moved from Colorado, I almost didn't start the last Game of Life masterclass that I presented because I'd be moving during the class. But then my angels whispered to me that I needed to teach the class, to hold and be a part of the energy to support me in my new life, because I'm human too. And I need like-minded people in my world to support me to sustain being the love vibration, just like you. When two come together, it shall be done. Now, to dive even deeper, we all know that everything is energy. When Florence presented her lectures and classes, she expanded her electromagnetic field of love energy, and it touched everyone who was present. And through that connection, she held the safe space for those present to shift their energy, to come out of the bondage of fear, and to embrace the vibration of love, to connect and sync with the love vibration of the superconscious higher self, that divinity within. She held the safe space. And the love of Florence's electromagnetic field carries through to her books, and you can feel it. That's why you're so drawn to them and why they empower you when you read them. And that's what we do in my classes. The electromagnetic field of my love energy merges with Florence's love energy, and we hold the safe space for you to feel safe, welcome, supported, and loved. Because you are. And even though we're miles apart, sometimes on opposite sides of the world, that safe love vibration is felt. Because there is no space, no distance for the vibration of love to overcome, for we are one through the divinity within. We are connected. And if you're listening to a recording, the love vibration energy is there because there is no time when it comes to the vibration of love. Love energy is eternal and always is. There's no separation from love energy. It's simply always is. And we have access to it. Ultimately, we want to live fully in that love vibration every day, all day long. That's what our mission here is. And I've shared this before, that when I started working with my angelic team, I would ask them, what's my purpose? And they'd always say to love. And in the beginning, I didn't understand what that meant. But now I do. We're born here as love incarnate, fully immersed in the divinity within. And then we grow up. And we experience human experiences that are painful. We get our feelings hurt. We learn what shame and guilt feel like. Things happen. People say things and do things, and we learn what feeling unworthy, undeserving, and not good enough. We learn what that feels like. And since we don't know how to overcome that, those feelings, because we're children, we immerse ourselves in these experiences, and they set the foundation for how we live. We live at a level of fear, a level of pain, at a level of not being good enough. And sometimes when we're in deep survival mode, that level of fear is really intense. And through the years, that belief of not being good enough latches onto worry, anxiety, and stress to become our normal way of living. And through the emotions that make up that belief, we prove to ourselves over and over again that we don't deserve to be happy. We don't deserve to receive love. And some of us become a narcissist magnet to be controlled and abused. And some of us live just below happiness because there's always something happening that gets between us and truly being happy, because at a subconscious level, we've been programmed to believe we're just not worthy. We're just not deserving. And we're just not good enough. And I say that this is typically a subconscious level because most of us don't get up and think, I'm not going to get what I want today. I'm not going to be happy today because fill in the blank. No, we're programmed through our childhood years that we perfect that fear, worry, anxiety, and stress as an adult, and our experiences prove this to be true over and over again by awful circumstances and awful people. And then to top it all off, We're so stuck in that survival mode that there's no more energy to create or believe anything different. But we do know, deep within our heart, that there is something better. That's the love that is our essence. Even though we've been programmed to feel separated from that love vibration, deep within our heart, we know it's there. And we know it's real. And then something happens in our life that brings in the love. Maybe it was being introduced to Florence. And through her words, we respond to the electromagnetic charge her books hold, and our life begins to change. We feel empowered. And for some of us, it's a brand new feeling because we've never felt this before. And it's powerful. And we want more of it. That shift we feel when we're reading her words, feeling that electromagnetic charge, when we feel that. Parts of the pain of the past, of the fear, it loses its power. And as we take those deep breaths, as we're reading her words, as that pain flushes away, our energy field gets bigger. And we start to have the energy we need to make the changes, to take the action steps, to follow the guidance. We now have the energy to do that. If Florence's teachings were a part of elementary school, our lives would be so different today. We'd be living the life of the magic path of intuition. We would be syncing with our superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within, vibrating in the energy of love from the inside out. Our external life would reflect that love vibration within us, and we would feel joy. Because the magic path is one of love. There is no fear there. What the angels told me about our purpose being to love means we're to overcome the fear of this physical world, to overcome the programming of believing we're not good enough, and to sync with our superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within, as one with the love that is our essence, and be the love vibration where there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no stress. Only love. Florence calls this aligning our three levels of consciousness. So how do we connect with infinite intelligence? Well, here are five action steps. Number one, breathe deeply and accept what your life is in this moment. Remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement. Acceptance stops that internal battle going on in your brain. Acceptance begins the quieting of incoherent thoughts. Number two, breathe deeply and accept you have the power within you to improve your life. And then use it to further quiet your mind. There's a powerful Quiet Your Mind exercise on the Masterclass Central webpage that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And I begin our meditations with that. Each section of this less than 3-minute exercise addresses a different quadrant of the brain and quiets those racing thoughts. opening the way for you to make a firm, clear connection with the divinity within you, infinite intelligence. We absolutely, absolutely must stop the incoherent racing thoughts, because they're racing around, reliving experiences from the past, telling us, showing us with examples that this isn't going to work, or we can't do whatever it is we want to do. We can't have whatever it is we want to have. We can't solve this problem, whatever it is. These thoughts are running crazy in our brain because we've taken in the fear, fear from the past, and we've let it be in control, subconsciously defaulting. But when you consciously choose what energy you want to be in, life changes. So number three, use your power by setting your intention, consciously decide to access the infinite intelligence of the divinity within you and address any resistance energy you may feel by observing it. The moment you observe that resistant energy, it will begin to lose its power over you. You have dominion. Number four, be willing to release the need to hold on to the pain and struggles of the past. Because in divine mind, there is no pain, no struggle, and no past. Be willing to release the need to hold on to the fear of the present. Let go of all worry, anxiety, and stress and be free of it. Be present. Be aware in the moment of this moment. The past doesn't serve you, camping out in your brain. We have memories. Holding on to the ones that are wonderful and make you feel good, that's a gift. But anything that makes you feel anxious, anything that's laced with fear, it has no place in your present. It's past, it's over, it's done. But when you think about it and you feel the emotions, the feelings of it, you've just completely relived it right here, right now. And how did that serve you? It doesn't. And only you can put a stop to it. Again, so number five, consciously choose what energy you want to be. Consciously choose to raise your energy to the highest vibration of love and immerse yourself in the joy of gratitude. That's a really good way to start. Being willing to open your heart to pure consciousness where there is no pain, there's no suffering. You're connecting with that beautiful essence of love that you are, connecting with the superconscious higher self, that divinity within. It begins with a thought. Just remember, there is no resistance, no fear when you're in love energy. When you access your superconscious state of being, you've achieved your consciousness, and you have direct access to your field of potentiality, the realm of perfect ideas, where anything your heart desires is possible. In just a few minutes, we'll participate together in a meditation to access your higher self, that infinite intelligence within. But first, I want to remind you to ask for help. Florence calls it asking for a lead when you need help with something. I want to support you to ask your angels for help with everything. The angels say, we never ask for enough help. So ask them. They're always there to help. And the more you vibrate in that love vibration, the easier it is to understand them when they speak to you. When they remind you that the washer stopped. I know that sounds silly, but I can be asked them, help me to remember when the washer stops. And all of a sudden it's really quiet. And I'll hear the washer stopped. So I get up and go change out the laundry. They'll help you with everything. So when Florence spoke of the inner meaning of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, she was really, really clear about how their story mimics human life. And she began with the step evil stepmother. She represented the negative thought forms that get buried in our subconscious and play out repeatedly as our life experiences, till we put a stop to it. And we do have the power to put a stop to it. No matter how scary it looks, no matter how scary that evil stepmother is, we have the power to stop what's happening. She shares how the friendly birds and animals show us how our angels and guides support us with intuitive guidance when we pay attention. But Snow White did not pay attention to them. You know, we can be kind to everyone, no matter who they are. But we don't have to be stupid. That probably sounds harsh. You can be kind, but you don't have to believe everything someone says to you. And you don't have to do what they want you to do. You don't need anybody else's approval but your own. So then Florence talks about the Seven Dwarfs, showing us of the protective forces of our angelic team. We are never, ever alone. I knew someone one time that he was not of the belief that we had any help. And then he died. And then he wanted to tell me how much what I was telling him was right. We're never alone. If you could look in the mirror and see all the angels and guides that are with you, the room would be full. So then Florence talks about the apple representing the illusion of fear being our normal state of being, when it really isn't. We get blindsided by the programming of this physical world to live in fear at some level as our normal way of being. It was really quite brilliant to use an apple, because an apple is so innocent. It doesn't hold, we don't have any fear about an apple. And that's how we can be when things happen to us, that all of a sudden we feel that fight or flight inside of us. Something happens and there it is, that energy. And what are we going to do with it? And in this case, Snow White went into the coma. And I guess that's sometimes that's kind of what we do too, because we just keep flowing with the fear with the adversity, believing it when we can put a stop to it, but we don't until we wake up. So the next thing she talks about is the kiss, waking Snow White from her death-like sleep. It shows us how something outside our daily routine can wake us up from soul sleep, that place where we hover in the vibration of fear, where we allow fear to dictate the experiences of our life. Something happens, like being introduced to Florence's teachings, her books being the kiss that wakes us from the soul sleep of fear to step into our power through the vibration of love to reconnect with our superconscious higher self, the infinite intelligence within, to live our life from the vibration of love. And her final words, to be diligent, rising above fear of this physical world, the programming and the judgment, to embrace the love essence that we are and sustain that vibration throughout the rest of our lives. Never going back to that pit of fear. The story tells us we have opportunities to make the conscious choice to live in the love vibration, working in tandem with our angelic team of guides and angels to sync with our superconscious and live our version of heaven on earth, or to succumb to the programmed pit of fear as our normal way of living. This is the story. We can choose to rewrite the story. She's telling us we must be conscious. We must be aware of our energetic state. We must choose to live consciously instead of subconsciously defaulting to whatever the dominant energy of our subconscious is. Florence tells us we have the power within us to live consciously, but we must choose. Okay, so I do have the Access Higher, our higher self meditation. Just a moment, and I'm going to start that. One moment here.
Together, we set the intention to connect with your higher self, to tap into the love that is your essence from deep within, as one with God. Breathing is the acknowledgement that you are willing to inhabit your human body and to live in the physical world. It's through the breath of God that you communicate with those of the angelic realm. To open the channels of communication to the highest level, breathe deeply, filling your entire body with God's breath. With the highest of intentions, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love, and allow only those of the light and love of God to connect with us. We open our hearts to the essence of who we are, to remember who we are, and to reconnect with the truth of how limitless we are in all we can be, do, and have. We ask for clear communication with our higher self and for the light of your love to eliminate the path of our highest good. In deepest gratitude, amen. Throughout this journey, continue to breathe deeply, and focus on the experience of the breath as it enters your body. So take a slow, deep breath in and see yourself surrounded with God's white light. Breathe in the love of the divine light. And now focus for a moment on the beating of your heart. Take a deep breath in and see before you a mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark of the tree. And notice that as you touch the tree, your hand slips into the tree itself. Step into the tree and blend your spiritual beingness with the spiritual essence of the oak grounding tree. Notice that your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as that wonderful healing energy flows up the roots, back up through the soils of Mother Earth, to your feet, up through your legs and your body, to your heart. Notice the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath in and expand that healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart and throughout your body. You are one with God. Step out the other side of your grounding tree into the realm of the angelic. As you look around, you notice that you are in a safe, beautiful garden of love and blessings. Sunshine welcomes you in. Now, angels join you to celebrate your arrival. The angels hold that safe space for you to connect with your higher self. As they hold this safe space, you'll give to them all that blocks you from creating your highest possible outcome. Take a deep breath and know that you are safe. Your angels show you that you are loved. Your angels surround you with their wonderful wings of love and light, and within you, you feel, you know, you experience how worthy you are to receive all the dreams of your heart. And you know that you can be, you can do, and you can have all that you dream of. As you vibrate in this wonderful love that surrounds you, you know with every cell of your being that it is your birthright to create and to live your version of heaven on earth. It's your birthright to experience wonderful, fulfilling, exciting joy. Your angels ask you to give to them the physical world energies of unworthiness and not being good enough, because these energies do not serve you. Envision that energy leaving your body to their welcoming hands. Your angels now ask you to give to them your thought patterns and belief energy of being stuck, helpless, and powerless. These thought patterns and beliefs, the energy of them does not serve you and is a false impression of the physical world. Give to your angel all these energies that no longer serve you. Now take a very deep breath in and allow yourself to feel that growing love of your angels, of God. You are one with the love and the light of all that is. Breathe deeply, and from this safe space, you are connected with the divine guidance of your higher self. You are one with the divine life force energy of God. Take this moment to align your core energy with that of the angelic realm of love. As you align with the higher energy of love, you feel the love of God surging through your body and your soul. You are breathing in pure joy, and you feel it in every cell of your being. You feel the full, sweet embrace of God's love for you. Take this time to ask your higher self questions and for guidance to create the highest possible outcome as the reality of your life. Thank you. You are limitless in everything that you can be, everything that you can do, and everything that you can have as your reality. Limitless. Graciously thank your angels for holding this safe space for you to give to them what no longer serves you. Thank them for this safe space to remember and realign with how limitless you truly are. Now it's time to return to the physical world, taking with you all the love, all the limitless possibility of love, that power creation energy within you, back with you to the physical world. Retrace your steps back to your grounding tree. Step into the tree and notice that your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up through the soils, through the roots, to your feet, up through your legs and your body, to your heart. Take a deep breath in and feel that love coming with you, and step out of your grounding tree, fully grounded and returned to the physical world. Take a very deep breath in and breathe into the knowing of your heart that you are limitless. You are fully and completely limitless in all you can be, all you can do, and all you can have, all that you can create as your reality. You are limitless. Breathe deeply and trust in the divine guidance of your higher self within you, and know that you are limitless possibility now and forever.
Hey, so let's recap our masterclass. The five action steps to sync with your superconscious higher self. Number one, breathe deeply and accept what your life is in this moment. Number two, breathe deeply and accept that you have the power within you to improve your life. Number three, use your power. Decide what you want. Number four, be willing to release the past and focus on your future. Number five, consciously choose to be the highest vibration of love possible and actively follow through. Okay, so we've also... We now have a clearer understanding of how powerful we really are. And the only reason we're not using it is because in the past, we didn't know how. And now we know to live consciously instead of subconsciously. That changes everything. We now know that if we're not consciously choosing to be the vibration of love energy, our body defaults to the dominant energy of our subconscious, and that energy is probably laced with a level of worry that can be intense, which makes us a magnet for more life experiences to worry about. And we now have a clear picture and action steps to overcome survival mode brought on by stress. We know to use our breath and accept what our life is in this moment to begin the process to quiet our mind, because we now know that quieting our mind will stop the firing of explosive thoughts seeking solutions that can't be seen over the rampant explosion of thoughts. We now know how to stop the cycle. We now know that the kingdom, the realm of perfect ideas, is our field of potentiality. It's the quantum field of limitless possibility. It is the realm of infinite intelligence. It's the superconscious that whispers to our consciousness the desires of our heart, and they truly are possible. We now know that a thought put out to the universe and then followed out up with the passionate emotions of experiencing what we want in deepest gratitude opens the way for the manifestation of the external experience we're focused on. And we now know how to use deep breathing to bring us peace and support us to raise our internal vibration to love. We know that breathing deeply feeds our starving body and brain of the vital oxygen we need to live and to thrive. We now have guided support through the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook to show us where we're using our power and where we're not, so we can course correct to improve our life every day. I can't emphasize enough to make the conscious choice as to what energy you'll be every day and practice awareness of knowing when that energy dips so that you can course correct, so that you can go back to using your power, taking those deep breaths and making that conscious choice. Because when you do, miracles happen. So this completes our Secret Door to Success Masterclass, but I do want to remind you to continue using your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. Those guided journal pages are magical and will really help to support you to consciously choose to be the love energy, connecting with that essence of love that you are. Okay, so this completes today's class.